That was Hoedown by Aaron Copland, played by Andres Cardenas, the principal first violinist of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Give us a call at 412-268-9728. We're talking about various political issues. What was the next thing you wanted to bring up, Bob?
Oh, I think another important topic for our listeners is the verified voting controversy, which I think is extremely important and one that students and faculty at Carnegie Mellon in particular should be interested in. So there's a controversy is going on is to do with electronic voting machines, which are, well, there are various forms of them. I think there are two main companies producing them, Diebold and another company, maybe I don't know their name, producing electronic voting machines, something like an ATM for recording votes. But the problem with these electronic voting machines that's been called attention to is that there is no audit trail. So these electronic voting machines just record your vote, supposedly, and dump out a number and tell people what the answer is for registering voter for tallying the count. But there's no way to do a recount. The whole idea of a recount doesn't exist. So it sounds like this would be Kathleen Harris's dream. And indeed, that's one of the things that has gotten the voter verification people up in arms about this. So there's an organization called verifiedvoting.org, spelled exactly as that, one word, which is running a campaign to oppose or to insist that there be some verification scheme for voting machines, electronic voting machines.
So the machines that they don't like, there's a machine, it's a basic machine, it's called the DRE, Direct Recording of Elections, I think.
Okay.
DRE machines. And the basic design of these machines is it's like a touch panel, and it records the vote as you described and doesn't print it out, it just stores it in memory or something, and doesn't give any way for an ordinary person to sort of you have any confidence that the election is – the votes are actually being counted correctly. And what David Dill and the – who's a professor at Stanford – he's a CMU PhD, by the way, who's now at Stanford and started this movement, the – what was it? Voter
– Verified Voting.
VerifiedVoting.org says that the right solution is to use paper that prints – a piece of paper that gets printed when you make your vote. You look at the piece of paper and you verify that, yes, that paper has the vote that I made, and that goes into a box somewhere. And then if you want to audit the election, you simply count the votes, the paper that are in the ballot box, and then compare that to the electronic vote as an alternative, independent way of verifying that your system is working. So what's proposed, for example, to really make this system work is to have the election and have – a random precinct, random subset of precincts, you always do the hand counting of ballots as a matter of course, and you do it randomly. So then you can make sure that your system is working and it's part of the whole system, it's part of the whole reliable voting machinery. Anyway, there's a bit of a controversy about this that he's got David Dill has a petition that's been signed by thousands of computer science professionals about this issue. There are three computer scientists who oppose this, as far as he knows. One of them is CMU and
Professor Michael Shamus.
Right. There's another one at MIT.
So you would think at first blush, I mean, it's a no-brainer that there is some sort of audit trail would seem to be necessary, and it's actually shocking that there could exist plans for voting machines and manufactured voting machines that don't provide it. But, you know, it's a little bit more complicated than it seems at first sight. So there's another organization that is worth looking at called the American Association for People with Disabilities who are opposing the paper trail for voter verification. For what I think is a very reasonable argument that for many people with disabilities, making the voting process more complicated it tends to be disenfranchising. So it's an interesting controversy, and I encourage all of our listeners to look into this and to study what's going on here and take a stand. You know, look at what is happening and consider the risks on either side, the risks of flawed software, the risks of hacking, the risks of deliberate fraud, and comparing that to some means of having an audit trail, whether it's done by these paper slips, which is what verified voting is advocating, or by some additional means. But I think the bottom line is please pay attention. This could really have an enormous effect on the future of our democracy.
Okay. I think Do we have a call, Bob? Or we do have a call.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm wondering, has there been any more information on the presidential election, the fraud problems that were encountered in Florida, how blacks weren't allowed to vote, they were turned away at the polls,
Right. Well, there was all sorts of things like Kathleen Harris having flushing the voter registration from people who were had allegedly committed felonies who were ineligible for voting. But, of course, it was difficult to identify them. But when in doubt, just delete them.
Well, there's a great article by Greg Palast on this who really investigated this issue. And what they were doing was they were cutting the voter rolls in a way which basically made it, it's a rather complicated scheme they came up with, which made it much more likely they would be cutting blacks out, and blacks were much more likely to be voting for the Democrats. So that's what they were doing with that.
I suggest looking at gregpalast.com, GREGPALAST. He's an American journalist who works in London for The Independent.
Hasn't anyone gotten on to this whole idea that Bush's brother was governor of the state, all this voter fraud and mess was happening.
Well, I agree with you.
Bush lost the popular election.
That's true.
No, it was a tremendous scandal, but it's gotten almost no coverage in the mainstream press. And in fact, also Gore actually won. If they'd done a statewide recount of the whole state, Gore won by like 50 votes. So that's another thing that's just gotten very little press. But we do have to wrap up.
Thank
the show
you very much
right
for
now.
Wrapping up. We're running out of time. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
We'll be back in 2 weeks. Left Out will be running at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays every other week. We'll look forward to your calls and your listening in the future. Thank you.
You're listening to a production of WRCT Public Affairs. The opinions contained within are solely those of the participants. Questions and comments can be addressed to WRCT Pittsburgh, 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, or call 621-0728.